Not to be overdramatic, but this one thing that I'm going to teach you about how to shop for your workwear wardrobe, or really just how to shop in general, is going to completely change your wardrobe. And it is going to make getting dressed and mixing and matching the pieces that you already own crazy easy. Tune in, you're not gonna wanna miss today's episode. Hey, professional lady, welcome to the Bold Faith and Fashion Podcast. Do you want to look polished when you're on the clock and put together when you're not? Are you ready to streamline and customize your closet so that every piece you own looks amazing on your right now body? Most of all, do you want to confidently stand out and point others to Jesus? Hey, I'm Ashleyana, and I too used to struggle with my closet and my confidence to stand out as a Christian woman. Most stylists will tell you that your beauty shines through when you know how to dress the outside, but what I found is that as a daughter of King Jesus, we are called to shine from the inside out in how we dress and how we act out who we believe we are. When we do this, dressing goes from look at me to look at him. On this podcast, I focus on putting on Christ before putting on an outfit. I also use my 10 plus years of styling expertise to teach you how to build a business to casual capsule wardrobe using my core style method. Grab a hot coffee and tune in while you get ready for work to turn up your shine. I have officially launched my 6-month coaching program. It is called Bold Faith and Fashion, the 4 core style method. And in this program, you have direct access to a professional stylist, that's me. You have step-by-step video trainings to help you customize your capsule wardrobe, 15 hours of one-on-one style coaching, plus so many more bonuses. And through the end of April, I am offering $500 off of my program to the first 5 women who are ready to feel confident in their clothes and in their identity in Christ. To schedule a 15-minute interview where you can see if I am a good fit for you and you are a good fit for me, go to bit.ly/15MIN, all caps BFF, that is bit.ly15MIN, all lowercase, BFF, all uppercase. All right, professional ladies, I am not kidding when I say that this one tip is really going to help you a ton. And in fact, the way that I'm about to train you and teach you how to start shopping for your clothing is what came out of several coaching sessions with my current clients. And we just kind of were able to verbalize with one another, oh my gosh, this is exactly why I can struggle when I'm trying to elevate my look, whether you're trying to do an elevated casual look on the weekend, or whether you're trying to buy suit separates or pants and a nice knit blazer for work. So here's what happens. I'm sure many of you can relate to this. You find a really cute cardigan, blazer, jacket, whatever you would consider outerwear or whatever you like to wear as outerwear, maybe only one or three of those things, and you buy it and you're like, I love this. It's a great color. Maybe it's a great fit. And so you buy that one piece and then you bring it home and you're like, okay, so what do I wear this with? How do I style it? Like, what do I put together with this piece? And you might even do the same thing with a cute pair of dress pants or even a cute pair of jeans. It doesn't really matter. But the reality is if you really want a wardrobe that you can use interchangeably for both business and casual wear, then something that you need to do is you need to decide that most of your outerwear and bottoms, so about 80% of them, need to be the same 4 core colors. So, for example, my core colors would be a cognac brown, a cream, olive green, and navy blue or denim. Now, besides that, that is actually not the necessarily life-altering advice or wardrobe-changing or wardrobe-altering advice that I'm going to give you. It's that plus when you're shopping for outerwear and bottoms, your brand new rule that I would challenge you to do from now on is to never only buy one or the other. Unless you bring it home and it absolutely perfectly pairs with something you already own. So, for example, if you buy a pair of wide-leg trousers and they are this beautiful cream color and you bring it home and you don't have something that you can pair with it that hits you properly at the hips and that has a color that ties it together. So that means either an exact match of a cream on top, whether it's a cardigan, a blazer, or a jacket, or a jacket that is another color but incorporates cream into its print or pattern, then your job is to make sure that you also buy a coordinating piece of outerwear to go with the bottoms. If you start shopping in pairs, this is my teaching today, shopping in pairs when it comes to your outerwear and your bottoms, because if you start to do this, now your underneath layers, so your tops, your tanks, your long sleeves, all of that, you can mix and match. You can mix that out however you want, especially because our four core colors should be mostly neutral. And you can also switch out your footwear to change up the vibe, like how casual or dressy the outfit is, and the aesthetic, meaning is it going to be a little edgy? Is it going to be a little boho? Is it going to be playful? Is it going to be professional, etc.? And if you start shopping in pairs, I promise you, you will start feeling like you have hundreds of outfits in your closet. And also consider that, again, you don't always have to buy two pieces, but you're always ensuring that there is two pieces that go together with your outerwear and bottoms. So I don't want you to feel like you always have to buy two pieces if you come home and, again, you have something that already coordinates. But the other thing to consider is if you have a pair of cream wide leg trousers, those actually can be dressed up or down depending on the outerwear that you wear with it and the footwear that you wear with it. Meaning, if you have one pair of wide leg cream trousers, you don't have to have four wide leg trousers and four different casual outerwear pieces. You can have one pair of cream wide leg trousers and a denim jacket that goes with it, and a blazer that goes with it, and a cardigan that goes with it. So if you're intentional about the fact that your bottoms and your outerwear or your layering pieces, you could also consider them layering pieces, mix and match with your bottoms no matter what, then again, now you are creating that versatility, that variety in your wardrobe without over shopping and without feeling stuck when you're trying to mix and match. So what do you think of this concept of shopping in pairs? I would love to know. If you aren't in my Facebook group, definitely join me there. It is called Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women. You can also look in the show notes description for the link. It's on Facebook. And if you are in my group, please let me know what you think about this concept. And are you able to do that right now? And if so, with how many pieces? How many of your bottoms are standalone and don't have a partner? How many of your outerwear jackets are standalone and don't have a bottoms partner? I would love to hear from you, and I look forward to seeing you here next week for the faith portion of the Bold Faith and Fashion podcast. And as always, I hope that today's tip has helped you to go from stressed to get dressed to blessed to get dressed. Did you enjoy today's episode? If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with another professional woman who may be praying for the confidence to stand out at work and shine for Jesus? Also, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts.
This helps me to know that you're getting the encouragement and tools you need to feel confident in who you are and what you're wearing. Want to connect with me sooner than next week when the next episode airs? Join me on Facebook in my free group, Business to Casual Capsule Wardrobe for Professional Women.